In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I stashed away a little cheat sheet up here earlier today, and someone has decided to clean up a pew rack. So we're going to wing this. We're going to do a little pop quiz. What happened? Oh, see, I found the culprit.
I cleaned the church.
Thank you very much. You won't do that again, will you? We're going to do a little pop quiz on what happened to the 12 apostles. Okay? Who thinks that they can pass this? Okay, let's try. Name a 12 apostle. Name one of the apostles.
Bartholomew.
What happened to Bartholomew?
He
was martyred. Well, yes, obviously he was martyred, but like, more specifically, what happened to the poor man?
Didn't they all go back to their profession?
No.
No.
Bartholomew traveled first to India with Thomas, and then he wound up in Armenia, where he was flayed alive. Not the way you want to go. Okay? Name another. Nathaniel is Bartholomew.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, not a problem. Yes. Thomas. What happened to Thomas?
He went to India.
He went to India and he was
martyred.
Yes. He was martyred, but how? No. No. Speared. Stabbed with four spears through his side. Matthew? What happened to Matthew? Huh? This is getting old. He was stabbed to death in Ethiopia. Matthew was stabbed to death in Ethiopia. Name another. Yes. Peter. What happened to Peter? Crucified upside down in Rome. Let's hear another. No, apostle. Mark? Mark actually doesn't count as one of the apostles. Paul, well, Paul claimed he was an apostle, so what happened to Paul?
He was exiled.
No. Paul was beheaded. Paul was beheaded in Rome. Let's hear another one. Huh? James, the brother of John, died in Jerusalem, killed by a sword. Philip, tortured and crucified in Turkey. 54 A.D., to be very specific. James the Lesser. Now, that's an awful nickname to have, isn't it? James the Lesser. What's that? He must have been short. A very good guy, then. James the Lesser, killed in 63 A.D., thrown from the temple roof. Thrown from the temple roof. Andrew, crucified. He was crucified in Greece in 70 A.D. Matthias died in Syria. He was stoned and burned to death. St. Jude died in Lebanon in 72 A.D., hacked to death by an axe. Simon the Zealot died in Persia. What happened to him? Sawn in half. And John? No. Died in Patmos. Died in exile. He was the only one that did not come to some sort of extraordinarily gruesome end. So, why did we recount all of this here today? There have been many theories about the resurrection. But I suggest to you that if these 12 men, 13 if you count Paul, if these men had not seen the miracle at Cana, the water into wine, if they hadn't seen Lazarus walk out of the grave, if they hadn't seen the lepers cured, if they hadn't seen all of these miracles performed by Jesus, with the blind being cured, made to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, if they hadn't seen all of these things, and if they hadn't been in that room, and Jesus came amongst them and said, "Peace be with you," and shown these 12 men his hands and his side, they're not going to be sawn in half, beheaded, crucified, right side up, upside down, or any other way. You're not going to keep a lie at the cost of your life like that. Not 12 men. There's actually a great quote about that by Chuck Colson. You know who Chuck Colson was? Involved in Watergate. What's that? And developed a prison ministry afterwards, yes. Chuck Colson has a great quote about this. He was giving an interview about how it is that he came to faith after he got out of jail for his part in the Watergate scandal. And he says, "I know the resurrection is a fact, and Watergate proved it to me. How? Because 12 men testified that they had seen Jesus raised from the dead. Then they proclaimed that truth for 40 years, never once denying it. Every one of them was beaten, tortured, stoned, and put in prison. They would not have endured that if it weren't true. Watergate embroiled 12 of the most powerful men in the world, and they couldn't keep a lie for 3 weeks. You're telling me 12 apostles could keep a lie for 40 years? Absolutely impossible. Absolutely impossible. It's okay to doubt. It is absolutely okay to doubt. As a matter of fact, I often find that we encounter God more in our doubting than in our sureties. It's perfectly fine. Don't let people tell you it's a sin to doubt. But I say this. We have the testimony of these 12 men, not just with their lips, but with their lives. Their lives were given, each and every one of them, as a testimony to the gospel. Not just theirs. Think about those who were blessed who have believed and not seen and given their lives for the gospel. We stand on a great cloud of witnesses, my brothers and sisters. We stand in the presence here in this place, in this thin place between heaven and earth. We stand in a place that is surrounded by the martyrs, those who have given of themselves to testify to the glory of God. That, my brothers and sisters, is a powerful witness. And in those moments of doubt, in those times when we think that perhaps all of this is just some charade and some sort of way to make us feel better about our mortality or about our sins or about who we are, my brothers and sisters, those 12 men didn't die for a lie. And we can rest assured in their testimony to us. Amen.